Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, indeed. We are back. We are back. We are back live. It is, once again, the absolute truth show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the king of kings, the man that took over Game of Thrones last night. Hallelujah. I am the Hot Rod. On the phone line, I have the 23rd or 24th or 25th person who's going to be running for the President of the United States in the year 2020. And his name is...
It is Senator Sean Black in the building once again. My goodness. First time in 3 weeks we've been on the air. Good grief.
Hey, your fault. You know, you can't get your life together, so...
Oh.
You know, I don't know what to tell you. So,
I understand.
If anybody needs to take the blame, it's you, Sean Black. So,
oh.
I was ready. But, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, we've been off for a few weeks. But we're back to talk about a couple of things, to get off our chest. And you know the number to call, 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. Sean Black, after a break that you gave yourself the last few weeks, do you still have any energy left to piss some people off?
Well, yes. Before we piss people off, I want to actually give a congratulations to somebody that something that happened that I think you would probably enjoy. Something like a joyous story before we get into the craziness.
No.
Want to try that?
No.
Okay, fine.
go ahead. You're wasting my time. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to actually give a congratulations to an African-American billionaire who actually gave money and offered to pay off Morehouse College students their student loan debt in full to the entire graduating class of Morehouse College over the weekend. Robert F. Smith, who actually did the keynote speech, decided that incoming class, all of their bills are going to be paid. $40 million worth of student debt paid in full by this man. So I have to give that the utmost respect for something. We usually don't get a chance to say many good things that happen along the way, but that's the one thing I actually had to bring up in case we don't get a chance to talk about it. I figured bring it up right now.
No, for once, I agree. It was a topic I was about to bring up because something very rare, positive happened, especially in the Black community, especially in Atlanta, Georgia. And you're right, a billionaire wanted to pay off almost 400 college students and student loans. That is amazing and phenomenal.
Yes.
It's like, where are you? Where are you right now? I need you to help you to pay my debt off, you know.
It is insane.
And it's funny. He done that, and has any of the rich Republicans or other billionaires done anything like that for their alma or for their school?
No. And that's the funny thing, is because we would normally think that a politician or politicians would try and actually figure that the way that debt has been handled in this country is something that they would work on. But it took an actual billionaire who is away from an elected office, who is not in, that is not a congressman or who isn't that kind of person, to actually use their money and is paying it forward. His net worth is over $5 billion. He's the richest African-American in the country, if I'm not mistaken, probably in the world. And he's, I think, on the Forbes top 500, I think he's 163rd as far as his value goes. And yet he took the time and the effort during the speech to actually highlight a problem that has been that we've actually talked about on our show in years past, but something that people don't really realize is the fact that student loan debt is actually the second highest amount of accrued debt in the United States behind mortgages. Think about that.
I cannot argue. I'm not to give out too much personal information, I'm in debt because of student loans, about 80 grand. And not like I'm not trying to pay it off, screw you, but it seems like the harder you try, the more it will not go away because of high interest rates. And that's why, to me, student loans are one of the biggest scams besides insurance and medicine in the world right now. You know, it's like you go to school to become poor.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Talk about
someone who's a billionaire right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Queen T, a.k.a. Lady T, in the house, y'all.
Hey, y'all. I wish I was a billionaire, though. I wouldn't be up for the show right now.
she be going
yes,
around
the hot rod has to pay you your millions and millions of money, dollars of money for the doing your spot.
No, please. Oh, she be going out buying networks left and right, like Oprah. I buy you.
That would be so easy, wouldn't it?
Oh, gosh. Imagine, before we go on, Queen T, a.k.a. the next Oprah. Now you know I will be in big trouble. For real. But other than that, Sean Black, like I mentioned earlier, your mayor, Bill de Blasio, has made an announcement over the weekend that he stole his name into the hat of 21, 22, 23, 25 candidates.
Keep counting because it's going to grow by the end of the week.
for President of the United States in 2021. Okay, I know how much you are a big fan of this mayor.
Speak for yourself.
Go ahead. Educate me.
There isn't a whole lot to educate outside of people that aren't from New York or don't really know who de Blasio is. But I'm going to keep it as short and sweet as possible because we had a full show. De Blasio, as the mayor of New York City, has done very little for a lot of people in the city itself. One of the big things that he has on his plate that is on his watch is what's been going on with NYCHA, which is the New York City Housing Authority, who has had widespread scandal. We've had people that are having issues with their rent, people having heating and air conditioning problems, electrical problems, things of that nature. That's one of the biggest blights on his record. So as one of those guys that are out there that has joined, throw his hat in the ring with all the 800 million Democrats that are running for 2020, he thinks that he's going to be this progressive Democrat that's all for a lot of things here and there. And for the most part, he's turned himself into a laughingstock because he's not even popular in the city that he is actually in charge of cleaning up. And he's done very little in the eyes of most people that live in the New York City area that think that he will do anything other than go ahead and run for president and do everything that he can. And a lot of people would think if he was doing well and had examples of things that he has done, he would have a better platform running on a national level. And a lot of people don't think that that's the case.
So, maybe see, once again, when another name added to the hat, do you think it's hurting the Democrats' chances in 2020?
I don't think it hurt the Democrat chances in 2020. Why not? Trump was that same candidate when it was his time. He was the same type of candidate as de Blasio with lesser experience at the time. So you never know what could turn around and happen. Do I think it was a good time for him to run right now? No, I probably prefer him to continue being our mayor than to, you know, go around for presidency. But obviously he believes in something. People didn't believe in Trump, you know, that he could become president. And very unfortunate for me to say, I could see if people don't go out there and do what they need to do and vote, I could see Trump being president for two terms, just destroying America, you know. So
and
I don't know.
The worst part about the whole thing with what you're saying is it's actually worse in de Blasio's case because he's actually has political experience as being a two-term mayor in New York City. So I don't think that in the eyes of most people, I think a lot of people nationwide have an idea behind what comes out of New York. And if they don't feel that President Trump is coming from the New York area, if they don't look favorably on him, What do you think that they're thinking of de Blasio, who in the eyes of many people from the New York City area themselves probably think almost as badly about him, only in the sense that he's not Trump? And I think that if you're a Democrat, if you're running just to oppose Trump as opposed to having some real issues to run on, there's going to be a lot of problems.
Okay, wow. is it really worth Sean Black? Because he having a person who's inexperienced on politics, period, that's in the office, that's even worse to me versus having someone who is experienced who can do something for the country. Like today, I'm walking in Tribeca and I'm seeing a thing that it looks like somebody wrote it in chalk saying, make President Trump, make presidents great again or something like that. And they crossed out the great part or erased the great part. This sidewalk chalk that a kid parent probably took from the kid while, you know, in the area. I don't know. It was crazy. I'm just thinking, you know, people really believe in him. So why can't you have certain people who believe in an experienced mayor? Don't get it wrong. De Blasio has done a lot as far as with the education system in New York. So he can work his way up. You never know. I think this is going to be an election. You never know what the outcome is going to be. But I think a lot of slow folks are going to make it believe that Trump can make it again.
But I do see it from both sides. I see what Sean's talking about. Like, a lot of people just jumping in to attack Trump and not focusing on the real issue that the problem of this country today. Of course, the typical politics were like, oh, we will create new jobs, we will do better schools, blah, blah, blah. The usual BS speeches all the time. But what is the focus?
But Trump had those speeches too. We didn't know what his thing was other than the wall. I still don't know what his stuff is other than the wall. So to say that is like, I don't know. It was the wall, the wall, the wall. I'm still hearing the wall in my head. It hasn't gone up yet? No.
The wall still hasn't gone up.
The wall worked. And then these Democrats get a pitch speech and say, I don't know. They need to find something that's similar to
Sean said many times long ago, the speech that worked was the slogan, my God. Once you use that slogan, that skyrocketed to the top.
Yeah.
So why? Because people want to make America, quote unquote, great again. Even though we know
certain kind of people
great.
Do. Certain kind of people do.
Talking about making America great again. They come obsessed with a subject that we'll fight with Tisha about. But, Sean, why
is
Alabama that caused an uproar last week?
Oh, boy. It's like you did say.
And for the record, for the record, like Kid Ogo said, there's a couple of topics you don't talk at the bars. Religion, politics, abortion is definitely one of them.
Yes.
But go ahead.
Exactly. And Alabama just, I believe they either pushed the bill or they've passed the bill that is probably one of the most restrictive anti-abortion bills that they have put in place. And there have been an uptick of states that are actually on the state level trying to get a lot of these abortion bills put into place. Georgia has one also that they've put through. That's supposed to go through in, I believe, 2020. And the definition in the Georgia bill, just like with what's going on with Alabama, Georgia, it's what's called a fetal heartbeat law, which means that if you can discern the heartbeat of a fetus, then you cannot actually perform an abortion. With the exception of harm to the woman, cases of incest or rape, but it has to be filed with a police report. That's the Georgia law. The Alabama law that was passed is actually much more prohibitive, meaning that you cannot have an abortion done with either rape or incest. And if you practice, if you are a doctor and you are caught even attempting an abortion, you are looking at almost 99 years in jail, potentially, as a doctor. So if think about how this sounds, regardless of what you think of the actual idea behind abortion. If you are a woman and you have been raped. The rapist gets caught, goes to trial, is found guilty, and goes to jail. The rapist will get out of jail before the doctor that performed the abortion on the rape victim does. Think about that. There's something a little bit off about that whole ideology behind it.
I'm just
thinking
about that.
What Sean Black said, I'm just thinking, first of all, red states. This would not work. You can't tell a woman what to do with her body. There's certain cases aside from rape and incest and things like that that women may need to have abortions. You cannot tell a person, and I don't want to hear anybody tell me say, oh, no, that's not right. They should have it and let someone adopt a baby. Things don't just work out like that. You also have women who can have a child and have preeclampsia where the mom can die, the child can die, or either or or both. So mm-hmm. there are certain conditions that you cannot be determined. The person couldn't be thinking they're having a healthy baby, and come time for labor, the doctor is letting you know you have preeclampsia. This can happen, that can happen, where you can die, the child can die, or both of you can die. They will let you know. So please don't tell me anything about what a person should do, because pregnancy is for 40 weeks, and you do not know what can happen, even if you wanted a baby. So either way, it's a risk.
And the crazy thing about the whole...
Go ahead, Hot Rod. Basically, having a baby is probably one of the greatest risks you put in your body. I'm just trying to understand the woman terms of it.
That is a risk when a woman is carrying a baby, period. There are things that can happen within these long 40 weeks. You do not know.
Right. Here's something else that's an even crazier thing that people don't realize, as far as going to your point about the how hard it is, difficult it is, and risky to a degree. The United States has the highest mortality rate among women that give birth, either to the baby or to the actual mother. And a lot of that is just because of either practices with the doctors or things that have happened, complications, et cetera. But also, what we've also started to see, and a lot of this happens, and this is just to kind of bring this up. The law that was passed in Alabama, if I'm not mistaken, was passed, I believe, 25-1. Of the ones that there was one that voted against it, and then there was one person that was undecided. The one person that was against it, I believe, didn't even vote. And of the 25 that passed it, they were all men. Not one of the guys.
Sean, you got to say it correctly.
They were white men.
Again, say it correctly. You're missing one more term.
They were all white men. And
all
the white
probably
men,
all had religious beliefs. You know where I'm behind
They were old white men, and
mm-hmm.
they all had, not one of them had any background as being doctors, being obstetricians, having any medical backgrounds at all. And
how about any
a
of them being fathers, Sean Black?
I believe so. I would not be surprised if there were a couple of them that were. I'm not sure about that particular part of it, but the thing is, and as I said before, this is not to talk about as far as advocating for abortion or not. That's not the argument in this whole thing. We know that the politicians that are pushing this on a state level are trying to get this toward the Supreme Court so that they can challenge Roe versus Wade. And one of the senators that was there at the hearing when they were approving it said as much with his own mouth. And the crazy part about this is that it may not get that far because there are a lot of checks and balances in place to protect Roe versus Wade, but this is something that's been brewing ever since Brett Kavanaugh got into office, because we know that Kavanaugh, being a conservative judge, has a little more sway as far as decisions for conservative-minded for the conservative mind of the Supreme Court. So certain decisions will lean towards a conservative mindset as far as certain laws being passed or not. So that's
isn't that what Trump wanted? Isn't that what Trump wanted in the beginning?
That's pretty much what the whole fight was over, was to get him in. When Antonin Scalia passed away, they knew that they needed to get an actual conservative judge there so that certain decisions could be made in the favor of a conservative court. And that's usually what they try to do. Now, you would think that the judges that are there are going to basically go by the Constitution and the laws of the land. That's what you would hope would be the case. And if they're going strictly by what's there in the law and what's there on the docket to take over this stuff, then a lot of these things will not happen that a lot of people aren't looking at. But as I said before,
you say that earlier, but what about the difference between religion and state? Isn't basically this abortion is about religion overall, especially this resting area?
You've heard me say this before. The majority of politicians that run, and it's a lot of them are Republican, but there are also a lot of them that are Democratic also. It goes both ways. The majority of politicians run and govern on the basis of religion, whether it's the Christian religion, Christian faith, et cetera, that they take their religious background, their teachings, and how they live their lifestyle, and they try to apply that to a broad general law that they will put in based on what they think their interpretation of the religion that they follow is. We know a lot of people that are, you know, that are maybe Christian background will think, well, this isn't the Christian way to do it. Or maybe that somebody that's Catholic, this isn't the Catholic way to do it. And they will use that mindset to help govern in certain areas. The problem with that thought process is there are over 300 million people in the United States. Not everybody is either religious. Not everybody is religious leaning toward one particular denomination. And there are some people, like I just stated before, so there are some people that are atheists and would just like to have the law in their hand work towards them. And we're seeing more and more and more, especially towards women. Women are having their rights dictated to them by people that don't even have the same equipment that the women that need the rights have.
All right, Kendo, before I go to Lady T, do you think this is basically a bigger attack on women's rights overall?
No, I don't think it's an attack on. Yeah, I don't think it's an attack on women's rights. I just see it as they just don't want people to perform abortions, where there's cases that an abortion may be needed. So I just feel at this time that's a woman's choice. At the end of the day, you have to answer to God.
True. A lot of people do need to answer to me. But the reason why I ask that question is because
nobody answers to you. Just stop. You don't even answer to you. Come on, hot rod.
Everybody, that's a normal guy. Welcome back, everyone. But the reason why I'm saying this, to sound like the AO that I had, a lot of people post on social media, you know, women's rights are true, blah, blah, blah. And I got to a shot. What always gets me is how we pick and choose our own battle. You know, I'm pro-life, I'm pro-choice, pro-this, pro-that. It's like, now we're making noise again? What about the same people that did not make noise about, what about the people that are making noise about pro-life, pro-choice? What about the time when black men and black women were being killed by cops? What happened to the same people who did not make noise back then, but they're making noise about it now?
Believe it or not, they're still making noise with that. They are making noise with that. Things are not getting publicized like that. That's not the hot topic right now.
Oh, Hot Rod, I'll do you one better.
Topic versus that.
How can you be pro-life and then vote for people to be killed? You know, like the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make any sense? You know?
Yeah, you pick and choose your battles. Go ahead, K-Dog.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Well, I'm just gonna say it's hypocrisy. That's what I gotta say about it, you know, because here we are in this battle.
To what degree?
Okay, I'm going to tell you why it's to this degree. Okay, you're voting against women having abortions. You're saying, you know, it's wrong for women to have abortions. You're putting laws telling women what to do with their bodies. But yet, you have a problem with voting for strict gun laws.
Thank you.
You see the hypocrisy with it? Now, you see, they come up with all this, you know, religious act. There's a bunch of evangelicals who, the Bible says this, the Bible says that. But yet, you're telling women what to do with their bodies. And like what Sean stated earlier about rapists, rape is a horrible crime that could happen to women. But yet, it's like, by you signing this into law, it's like you're giving the rapist leeway, don't you think?
With that rape situation, it's not going to work out. By that time, the mother will probably have the baby preterm, full term, and the rapist will be now getting charged. So now how do you perform that? I wouldn't say perform that abortion. You cannot perform that abortion. That's a full-grown fetus at this time. Like, give me a break. So it's not going to work out.
I meant to say earlier, is how it worked fast to work on abortion laws way faster than after God knows how many school shootings this year alone and every year prior to that. They have not worked on any new laws banning guns.
But you're telling women how to live. You're telling women what to do with their bodies. That's the hypocrisy of it.
But
you know,
look at the states that we're talking about, too.
Exactly,
it's like
the red states.
Alabama. Yeah, yeah. These red states are going to get what they want temporarily.
But then, too, that's why Trump got into office. And what happened is this thing started to spread further and further within the red states into the blue states.
Into the blue states. I don't see that, but okay. I don't see that happening.
Not New York.
I'm just saying, even in any blue states, I just don't see that happening. We're talking about a place like Alabama, and forgive me for saying it, that black people are still getting lynched, so I don't know.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
It says a lot to the old school power of this country when you talk about those states. I'm just saying.
347-210, you know who you are.
Greetings and salutations, everyone.
What's up, Brother B?
What up? Just wanted to chime in real quick because it's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been like a whole hour.
It's
rough. I come off 16 hours, man, and then I got to be back up at 4 in the morning.
He got to pay off that student loan, like everybody else. I wish it was a student loan.
Yeah, it's just on top of that you guys are talking about. I mean, my thing is this. The Neanderthals have their own system set in place. Remember that saying, we like them, we rather have them barefoot and pregnant?
Yeah.
I mean, that's their way. That's what they believe in. I mean, raping of a woman, it doesn't mean anything to them because that's what they do. I mean, shit, they raped black Africans, men, women, children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just their culture. Listen, America is about sex and violence. It was founded on sex and violence, and it will continue as such. So there's nothing that we can really do. And, of course, Trump represents that sex, that violence. He represents that attitude. And that's what, I guess, makes America great again, that he's taking it back to the basics, the sex, the violence, and the Neanderthal mentality.
But excuse me, Brother B, from outsider, you give up already. Oh, this is what can we do? Are we fighting right now to try to do the right thing or try to make some changes in this country? or this is just right. another deja vu over and over.
What is the purpose of fighting?
Right.
Why fight? Why change? Why, listen, you're talking to a person that truly believes that we should have never integrated into their system in the first place. We should have stayed separate. Because
we,
you know what?
We are now.
It's like,
we are now?
Yeah, but look at us. Look at us. Do you really think we're better off? Or do you think we would have been better off continuing the Black Wall Streets that existed? Because if you look at a little Italy or a little China or Chinatown or just certain little places where they have their own, they thrive, they live amongst each other, they do what they need to do, and they survive.
Yeah,
We integrated into a system that wasn't even made for us. We were never a thought. We were never supposed to be a blip on the radar. We were always supposed
exactly.
to remain underfoot. So, of course, there's never going to be any equality or anything that for. So why fight? Just forge your own. Because fighting is not it's proven throughout time, from marching to praying to all that stuff. It's not working. So why do we even bother? Like this whole thing with the abortion thing, I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. But at the same time, you know this is their mentality. This is what they do. This is what they want. So it's no surprise that once this cat gets in the office, he just opens up Pandora's box and it's a free fall. next thing, you got grown ass men think it 50 years old. Oh, I want to be a little girl. I feel like a little girl today. And I actually have people that change their diapers. This is the world that we're living in now. And everything is out in the open. So for me to tell a woman what to do with herself, listen, first of all, it's none of my business. It's absolutely my business. For you to sit there and say a woman has to carry around a baby from someone that raped her, I mean, come on. But once again, it's okay because to them, it doesn't mean anything. Because most of them probably got here by rape any goddamn way themselves.
And also, think about the politicians that have actually had affairs and have probably told their mistresses or the people that they've actually slept with to get an abortion.
And that's another thing, Sean Black. That's a great point.
Sean Black, you hit it right on the money because you know what they do?
Besides sleep with their mothers and their sisters?
Sleeping with their mothers and their sisters. They'll sleep with a woman. They go ahead and sleep with a woman. And you know what? Since they're, quote, unquote, all about family values. You know, this is what I mean by the hypocrisy of it. Oh, we're family values. We believe in family values. But yet, guess what? You're sleeping with the next woman, right? And you're the same one who gets up on that podium and talks about family values, but behind the mask, you're having an affair with your wife, not just with one woman, but with several other women. And after that, then all of a sudden you're like, the woman comes and says that she's pregnant, and you're like, oh no, please, this will ruin my image. Listen, look, I want to get reelected.
Because it's all about do as I say and not as I do.
Exactly.
And Kato sounds like he's coming from experience right there. Go ahead.
Right? Wow. That sounded really strong. Wow. Like you said line a few times. You got good practice.
That sounded like it had a little too much more emotion.
Right?
Okay. So here's the devil's advocate. What happened is the table was at the other side. I'm sorry. Why if a couple had, you know, made the deed, the woman get pregnant, but the lady does not want to have the baby, but the guy does? Who's right, who's wrong? Does a woman still have a choice? But take, once again, it takes two to tangle. It is a woman's body.
True, it does.
But what about
It's up to the woman It really is. It comes down to us.
But Kato, let's say you really want the child and you wanted to sign the paperwork and take care of the child. Do you have a say in it at all?
You can't. You still have to.
No. As a man,
Hot
listen. Line,
you just said. You just
should.
Said. What was the last thing that you just said?
No, if the woman does not want to have the child, but the man is willing to sign the paperwork, and willing to take full full custody, full responsibility of the child. So does God have a say in this?
But you said it takes two to tango. I think something like that
two.
You just said.
Yeah, it
and I'm thinking it takes two
woman.
To tango also, and I've seen men walk away from the responsibility. So what does
mm-hmm.
that mean?
I'm not only against that. What happens if he signed up for the paperwork? Is in his hand, right? He's responsible for that. That's why I say the court has to be involved. It cannot be a manual thing or a word by word thing, because the man can go on his word and walk
guys,
away.
Guys, none of these paperwork to me means anything. That's just paper. I'm sorry to say it like that. You have men that sign a birth certificate, know it's their child, and at some point they abandon the woman. So what's the difference?
All right, but you
there's
know,
something
but
that
you
nobody
know
else has thought
yeah.
about.
Yeah,
this
will
be the last
exactly.
thing I say about this part, is that nobody's thinking about when the male, in that hypothetical situation you just brought up, Hot Rod, even if the male wants to be the father of the child and wants to assume responsibility, with that being done, you're forcing the female who does not want to have the pregnancy, even though she has actually has to bear the brunt of it because she had the responsibility to actually have sex in the first place, maybe a condom broke, whatever is the situation, and force her to take a baby full term. That's the other thing that you have to also look into
true.
When these
true.
Kinds of cases are being determined.
Every situation is different, Sean.
That's
I'm
what
talking
I'm talking
about. The responsible
but
one.
You
I'm
know
not,
what?
I'm not talking about. Yeah. Go ahead, Brother B.
Listen, I forgot who the guy was. I posted a video that was very interesting because apparently D.L. Hughley made a statement and it pissed a lot of people off. But my thing is this. Once you two decide to sit down and lay down and sleep with each other, all bets
exactly.
are off.
Exactly.
You open the floodgates. And my thing is, no man should be punished for the wrongs of others. So just because you have five fathers that walk out, there are three fathers that want to be around kids. They can't be punished for that. And society continues to condemn men, males, period, for the deeds of others that don't give a damn about their kids. There are good fathers out here, but you know what? They don't. We don't get that light. So pardon us if we really don't give a fuck about certain things because no one cares about the good fathers because
mm-hmm.
we always finish last. Nobody cares about the good dudes that are going out there busting their asses. No one cares about the hot rods that's doing what he has to do, taking his kids out all the goddamn time and giving these kids a great-ass life. Nobody cares about Hot Rod doing that. You only care about those two dudes or those 10 dudes that turn around and say, hey, I don't want to be bothered. And you know what? Who knows why they walked away? Because you know what? Whether they're good women, or I know some salty women too, they just walk away because, hey, own personal differences. You have some women that push men away. But a lot of people don't want to cop to that. And
yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah,
but like
we could
that
debate
thing.
That. We
hold
could
on,
debate
on.
That
okay.
all day
I got,
on a different subject.
I got,
you could debate
nods
that.
In the building. I think this is
no.
Nod.
No,
this is
no, this isn't Nod.
Nope.
Too bad Nod isn't there. But Hot Rod, I love
oh,
Hot Rod.
You.
This is Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, I know. It's
hey,
been a
Joe.
Minute. The thing is that Hot Rod brought up a topic which very few people talk about. And as your female co-host does this, she just dismissed it and didn't even interpret it.
Excuse me, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, you're kind of, you sound kind of muffled.
All right.
You kind of
hold
sound
on
muffled.
A sec.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can fix that. Is this better?
Yeah.
That sounds a little bit
better.
All right, but I think I got a buzz. That's why I was talking to the speaker. But here's the thing. Hot Rod was talking about a contract between.
Feedback. Yeah,
between.
We had some feedback. Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, excuse me.
I know.
We had some feedback. Yeah, stay away from the speaker a little bit because we get a lot of feedback now.
Okay, hopefully this is better, but I've got problems with my phone overall.
Okay, that's better now.
That's a little bit better? Okay. Here's the thing. Hot Rod's talking about two supposedly conscious and very accountable and very accountable people, a guy and a girl. Why can't they have a contract where the guy says, listen, hon, do you want babies? She says, no. Let's sign a contract so that in case you change your mind, you can give me full custody of the child. There's nothing wrong with that. But
Society doesn't look upon it that way, neither do the courts. It's supposedly against public policy. Now, when you're talking about guys who walk away from their responsibilities, there are, like the caller was just saying, or the co-host was just saying, sometimes you're pushed away. You want to have an interaction with the child, but the woman is vindictive, mm-hmm. and she doesn't give him custody on the weekends like he's supposed to. He's paying mm-hmm. child support, but she says, nope, can't do it this weekend, sorry. And there's no repercussions for that. So a guy says, look, if I can't see my child, you're not getting your money. So there's one way. Now, there are guys who just give it up because they're just, you know, you guys are scum. But very, very few. Okay? A woman is the veto power. I don't believe in this thing. Will a man slept with her, therefore he has automatic responsibility to do what the law says. She has veto power. She could have said no. She could have told him to put on a condom. If he refused to put on a condom, she could walk out or say, get out of my house.
Then so you say sex education is one of sex education is a problem we have in this world.
Yeah.
What's the problem that we have?
Lack of sex education. Like you said, two people agree to do it, whether they're drunk or not, it's still their responsibility, right?
No, if they agreed to do something, they should live up to that agreement. But the law says it's against public policy for two people to have a contract where the guy and the girl agree if you become pregnant, it's your baby. You pay for it. No, you can't have that. No state allows that. Okay?
Okay, Brother B?
Listen, I see it like this once again. You guys agree to sleep together, all bets is off. Whatever happens, just like you can make a conscious decision to sleep together, if something happens, you both need to be adults and handle it. If the woman chooses not to have it, listen, the guy should have some input, whether it's his body or not. That is his seed. So somebody, I'm not saying anything about she should be forced to do anything that she doesn't want to do. But if that's the case, then a man shouldn't be forced to do something that he doesn't want to do. See, we can all go off of hypothetics. We can all talk about what society talks about. But you know what? I'm not in your household. I'm not in your relationship. I don't know what took place. Because 9 times out of 10, we always hear about the broken stories more than we hear about the success stories. And trust me, from a person that spent 8 years in court with a woman who rather have made somebody else the father of my daughter than me, it's like I said, you're preaching to the choir. Been there, done that.
But we're talking about on terms as far as abortion, and as far as that goes, it's not going to work due to the fact that they look at the mother as the primary caregiver of this child, first of all. And it's really sad that it is that way. It is really sad that, you know, females can be that vindictive, that you don't want him to see the child. But then again, you do have the fathers that do walk away from the responsibility. So you mm-hmm. also have some females that are not mm-hmm. going to spend their time up in court trying to teach this man how to be a father to his child on this whole thing of child support. So you have some women who just want to be independent and raise their child. Can they do that as well? So this is my point in this whole abortion thing. Women do have rights. Don't tell me about, you don't know under which conditions they have this child under. Like you said, Harvard, they could have been drunk and so forth. So what does that mean?
So
take the responsibility of taking care of the child. That is your choice, and do so.
Exactly.
But all right, but once
I'm
again,
talking about mother and father, not just father.
It's both. It's
but
both.
That's
yep.
the thing. Society doesn't look at it like that. Let's
they
be
don't.
Real.
And that's why abortion
the
rights are there. Sorry uh-huh. to say.
Society doesn't look at it like that because propaganda from the media for the past 50
exactly.
years has shaped the minds
exactly.
of both men and women. Everybody's missing the point. Abortion, which is supposed to be the main topic, I believe, of tonight on your show,
yeah.
all women have all the rights. Now, this particular abortion law is different in that they're saying, well, you can't have an abortion even if you're a victim of incest or rape. But women have always had the right. Women can say no or yes once they're pregnant to have an abortion. The man has no say in no state, no city, period. That means the women have had all the rights.
But the thing is that a lot of people don't also realize about the whole abortion, especially the one in Georgia, is the fact that usually when you go in for an abortion, they usually tell you that you can't have an abortion past 20 weeks. This bill actually moves it up to, instead of it being 20 weeks, it's 6 weeks. The problem is the majority of women that get pregnant, when they find out that they're pregnant, on average, they don't find out until they're 8 or 9 weeks pregnant. And that's on average.
Right, and that's another thing.
Making it, exactly. That's taking a lot of the choice out of knowing what they could
do. I got a question to all of you guys. Why are we even, I just find this real interesting. Why are we even talking about abortion like it's okay? Why should it even be okay? So you're trying to tell me we've gotten this far in humanity where it's okay to do this, and we'd rather do that than be responsible. This is the problem.
We'd rather do this
than be responsible.
Nobody want to hear me talking, so I'm not going to say anything.
It's okay to have an abortion. It's okay to tell a man, listen, you don't have this. It's okay to tell a woman, oh, you can't do that. But instead of being responsible for our actions or abstaining from certain things, it's just, oh, I'll go have sex. They have the after morning pill or the next week pill, or they have this. So I could just go to the abortion clinic and just drop it off and I'm good.
Have
excuses.
You looked at TV recently?
For
this country isn't responsible anyway.
Yeah,
this is how the United States has been for God knows how long. That there is, in general, there is a lack of responsibility on so many different ways anyway.
The fact
that they term it abortion is by itself a way of changing people's minds. They don't call it murder.
Sure.
If you and they say it's a woman's body, that is not a woman's body. It is a fetus inside a woman's body. That doesn't make a first choice.
To answer everybody's argument, this is why, like I told Sean Black last week, I'm against abortion, but I'm not against the woman's right to choose.
Exactly.
It may sound like oxymoron. It may sound like oxymoron. It does that, like Butterby said. We have to be responsible. If we want to get our cookie, taken, this will come with it. I got two kids.
You know what?
It's my responsibility.
The bottom line is this.
Was it
the bottom line is
no.
This.
Well, go ahead, Kato.
The bottom line is this, is that, you need to take responsibility for your actions. I mean, okay, let's just say you're with a woman, but you know what? It's your responsibility to understand this. Let me use protection. I don't want anything to happen. Before you do anything, put some protection on you. But if you're not putting on protection and you go ahead and you're hitting it raw and then, she gets pregnant, don't
it's beyond protection. It's beyond
later.
Protection. What if the condom breaks? What if the condom breaks?
That's what I was going to say. What if that happens?
Yeah, but those are very easy instances. What about the cases? For one case, an example, there were two doctors who went to bed together. One was a female doctor. The other was a male doctor. They didn't have intercourse. She just went down on him, gave him a blowjob, kept the sperm, brought it home, used a turkey baster, put the sperm inside her, got pregnant, went to court, won the case.
I heard about that case.
Okay.
Wait a minute. He's talking something serious now because that case really did happen.
Okay, Kato. We got the picture.
Yeah.
No responsibility.
Yeah, I think mostly I think that the sensitivity in the abortion discussion, I don't think it's as much on that side as it is mostly for incest and rape cases. And I think that what the slippery slope that a lot of people are trying to discern is the fact that what determines what falls in that actual that zone of is it
every case
somebody
is different,
gets raped?
Of course.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, the laws that are on the books now are not even taking that into consideration. And like I said before, a lot of women don't even know that they're pregnant until after 8 to 9 weeks. And the law that was passed in Georgia that goes into effect in 2020 actually moves it from 20 weeks to 6 weeks. And that's a lot harder to be able to prove, especially with rape or incest cases.
So, Sean Black, when someone brought this up to me a few days ago, do you think this state laws was another plan to keep the white majority major and try to keep the black and Latinos population down?
I don't know if it's to keep them down, but I actually think that it definitely does not favor minority men, my minority women. And the reason why is because in a lot of instances, and we've seen this, the worst case scenario almost always happens when you hear about the black guy and the black mother who has an issue where she was attacked, where she had something happen in her family, where she was raped by the uncle, et cetera, et cetera. There was already a case where a 14-year-old was actually molested and raped by a family member, had to go to court to try to get a ruling to be able to abort this, to abort the fetus, and could not. So she basically was forced to have, take through entire full term. A 14-year-old had to basically give birth to her uncle, I believe it was her uncle's child.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
We're not even talking about. Yeah, go ahead.
So basically what you're saying is somebody killed my mother. And he's allowed to come to the funeral and the burial.
That's kind of what it seems like. And
exactly.
When we're talking about certain legislation, they're taking out of effect what the victims in these situations have to deal with emotionally, financially, and then you have to also worry about the fact that in a lot of situations, a lot of these females don't have health insurance. And we talk about 30,000 people a year dying because of lack of health insurance. So you couple that with some of these laws that are on the books, you're going to have a lot more hot-button things pop up where they're going to have to discuss, well, how is this going to get taken care of? What happens if
So Sean Black, and I'm asking you and everybody else, so that means when that 14-year-old has that baby and she's so disgusted, she mistreats the baby because she had the baby by her uncle. She didn't want the baby anyway. So she's going to get the blame for, I don't know, maybe one day spazzing out and abusing the child. Who knows? Or mistreating the child. Or like I said, she didn't want it. You can't force somebody to be a part of something they don't want to be a part of. And I really think to force a woman to have the baby, have a baby of someone that either incest or someone that raped her is a fucking insult. It's an insult.
That's the way the laws are made. The laws are not made from common sense. People have got to realize that.
And I think that's part of the reason why I don't necessarily feel in the idea of saying the woman up to a point has a choice and has the you said the veto, I think you said it, can veto it.
If
the male and the female are on equal thought processes, if they're both mature enough to make the decision, I'm in the mindset of in these situations where that choice has been made for them. They are using the legislation that's on the docket that is being moved in to let the courts make that decision for every female on a national basis, where these small laws that are going in that are being pushed in Alabama and in Georgia and I think Ohio and some of the other places, they're trying to get this to move to the Supreme Court so that they can actually challenge Roe versus Wade. And I found out something really weird about the whole Roe versus Wade thing. 71% of Americans would oppose overturning Roe versus Wade. And here's the even crazier part. Most people think that a lot of Republicans would want to overturn it. Almost half actually oppose overturning Roe versus Wade based on some of those factors that we just discussed.
Propagandize. When you're talking about overturning something because of legislation that was made in the past, people have an idea, a preformed idea of what it's supposed to be when it's not actually that particular idea. Women have always had the power. Now, if you don't believe that, try to get into a contract with a woman before she gets pregnant and see if that contract holds up in court. If you're supposed to have equal rights, and if you're supposed to have a voice in your own future, try it and see what happens.
Lady T, what do you like to think overall about this abortion bills, and women's rights?
Overall, I think it's someone's choice. Every situation is different. I don't agree with abortion, but there's people that may. This is a sensitive topic. And we also have to remember when Roe versus Wade was even put into place, it was to prevent people from having abortions at home that they were doing by drinking bleach and this, that, and the other, using hangers and so forth. So it's a topic that still today we're still debating and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, the debate is still going to go on with that.
And I hope we don't see a return to that actual mindset, because we're talking about a law that's been on the docket since 1973. And there have been so many attempts to overturn Roe versus Wade by various politicians, either on probably on both sides of the docket. The problem is that, like you just stated, it's supposed to be there to make sure that we don't return to those days of the alley and going to the apartments and all of that other stuff. It's to make sure that there's a protection there so that people can, if they're going to have it done, or if it's something that has to be done, it's done, if
well,
you want to call
the whole,
it humanely.
That was the whole propaganda. That was the whole propaganda bullshit of it. Martin, what's her name, Sanger, forget her first name, who started the whole thing. It was to eliminate blacks from the earth, plain and simple.
Well, I see it like this. What do you expect when you got Mr. Grabham in the crotch at the
oh
wheel?
Oh my gosh.
Mr.
Leave the
Grabham
alone.
What does that
got
to
do
with
Trump?
Oh my God.
You know, listen. You know what? Shit rolls downhill. Listen, if certain things are learned behavior, and sometimes people do there's a gang mentality that we can't deny that goes on in America. When all it takes is one person to start, and then everybody else joins in. Simple and plain.
That is true. I can't argue against
that. So you're really going to sit here and tell me we had 8 years of Obama, and there wasn't a whole. I mean, disrespect for women has been going on for years. Simple and plain. But ever since this dude stepped into office, I think it's been stepped up a notch. You know, and it's just been real blatant. Yeah, it's just been real blatant. Like, let's just, grab him in the crotch, this, that, and the
first
third. Like,
off,
they don't
said,
mean anything.
You never said grab him in the crotch. That particular access tape was talking about how if you are a celebrity, how if you did that, the women would enjoy it. And he's right. If
that's still
you are,
it's disrespectful.
Whoa.
We're going way off topic.
And you can walk into a room and women will be gathered around you, and there
all
are
I'm
women
saying,
who will grab
but,
you.
All
Joe, I have a question for you because I know you said.
This Neanderthal mentality. We're just returning back to the Neanderthal mentality.
Hold on. Go ahead, Tisha. Go ahead. We have a minute
No,
left.
I was just going to ask Joe, because I know he said women have all the power. I just wanted him to explain that as far as with how does women have all the power and we're still fighting for rights and equality, whether you're black, male, female. You said that a little bit earlier.
Okay, what rights do you not have? 55% of managers in the United States are female. 55% of the college universities are filled with female students. So what rights do you not have?
The legal rights I'm talking about, the right to
vote, have had that even before the Civil Rights Bill. You have
women
the right.
Are still only making 85 cents on the dollar,
still
so they're not making full
if you, take a look at the stats, you will find out that women do not do the same types of jobs, nor work the same kind of hours as men do, which is the reason why there's a wage gap.
Oh, yes, they do. I have some friends right now,
you can
women
have friends,
doing graveyard
but
shifts.
The majority of women, if you take into consideration the entire population of the working men and women, women do not do lumberjack jobs, they're not astronauts, they don't do high risk.
No, they
have women are not astronauts.
In the main. In the main.
Okay.
There are more surgeons, male than female. And it's not because of a glass ceiling.
Brother B, K-Dog, Sean Black, thank you so much. We're going to try to do this again in 2 weeks. Hopefully at 10 o'clock start time in 2 weeks. 10 o'clock start.
Thanks yeah, 10 o'clock.
And have
like
a good
10
night.
O'clock.
Oh, finally.
10 o'clock.
All right. So what are the rights that women are lacking? If you're going to talk about the pay gap, you got to take a look at your research, and